Blog Talk Radio.
This is your morning wake-up call.
Awaken your intellectual process with the nature of your well-being. Open your sleepy eyes and rise from the laziness of a lethargic mind to 10 minutes of get up and get your day started in a positive direction that begins with a smile on your face. Now, it may be funny, cool, or inspiring, but it will not be tiring. Because if it's bringing you down, you don't need it around. So, drop the negative thought, whatever it may be, and let's get it cracking on the positive. Open your intellectual process to the true spiritual nature of your being, and your conscious awareness will realize wisdom. Now, move your body as we practice mental karate to keep it cracking all day long.
It's that black guy,
Taki Hicks, with a mission to inspire and empower the will to lives of vision, action, persistence, accomplishment, wealth, and contribution through a never-ending quest for the discovery and application of truth and freedom. Let's get cracked.
Wake it up. It's Friday, my day, baby. January the 9th, 2015. And your boy is here. And it's time to get it on and cracking. Actually, I'm back. And, you know, this week was supposed to be my major comeback because I took a lot of time off, those of you that's been listening. And I took a lot of time to kind of self-reflect and get my priorities and everything straight. However, I listened to this week's earlier episodes or whatnot, and the sound was horrible. So I don't even know if y'all got the message that I was bringing and that I've been bringing all week. So this will actually count as the makeup, so to speak. Anyways, yeah, I'm actually going to touch on a lot of things I was talking about at the beginning of this week and explaining how, you know, I took this time off and I wanted to refine what really matters to me. And I got to thinking, you know, what type of legacy do I want to leave? And, you know, when I check out of here or whatever. But what type of legacy do I want to leave, and what cause could I really dedicate my life's work to? You know, what will my children be proud of that I did? And I reached deep in my heart, and that is the result of what you're hearing and seeing today. If you go visit my site, workwithtaki.com, or my other site, fishstickbudget.com, you'll quickly get the idea of where I'm going with this. But, you know, I've been talking about providing solutions for the economically and financially challenged people for years now. Any of you that have been following me or listening to me, and I mean even the beginning of the show, I tell you, the mission to inspire and empower the willing, meaning those willing people who are financially and economically challenged to lives of vision, action, persistent accomplishment, wealth, and contribution through a never-ending quest for the discovery and application of truth and freedom. Let's get it, put it out there, who those people really are. I'm talking about my people, black people, and, you know, I'm finding out that it seems the status quo is when you start to really love and have a love and a mission for your own people. And actually, it's only in the black people community, it's only us, because, you know, these other people, a Hispanic man can love his people and people think nothing of it, a German, Russian, Asian, whatever. But when a black man begins to love his own people above all others, it's considered racist. And it's time to shatter that. Now, I'm going to let you know right now, this particular episode will be longer than the 10 minutes. Yeah, the revolution will not be televised, but it's definitely going to be heard today on Let's Get It Cracked. So anyway, I just had to, you know, really find out where I'm going in life and really touch my heart in a way that I've always wanted to provide real solutions for my people. And, you know, it's so deep because, you know, I talk a lot about working from home, business, etc., and all the things I do on the side and, you know, all the stuff I'm learning and my coaching, etc., etc. But, you know, I find that, you know, money and products and all that stuff is great, but it's the cause that matters. You know, you have to get behind a cause. And what better cause to get behind than the empowering of your own people, the providing solutions, that real solutions that work for your people. You know, not religion and all this stuff that has not worked up to now. That was not even created for us. It was created by other cultures that actually did not have our best interests in mind. Let's just put it out there. Black culture is different than any other culture, and black people are unlike any other people. You know, we are the original people, and I don't want to get too deep into that. Do your research. But I also, before I forget, I want to recommend it's a eye-opening, liberating, and I talk about freedom all the time. You know, my mission is to be free and take y'all with me. Well, this book, particular book that I've been reading lately, is right on point with that mission. And that book, the name of that book is The Liberation of the African Mind. That's right, The Liberation of the African Mind. You can actually go to my website right now, fishstickbudget.com, and you can find out more about that and as well as get the book. But this particular book will open your eyes and actually free your mind. Trust me. I mean, I challenge you to read that book and see, does it not open your eyes to a new reality, a new paradigm? And I actually want to read. It opens with a beautiful poem by the author, and I must read that on this episode. I tried to read it earlier this week, I believe Monday, but like I said, it sounds horrible, and I want to make sure this poem is heard by all my people. The poem starts out, "Black man, how did you fall? We've fallen, but we can get up. Black man, how did you fall from such a high estate? When did it happen? What far and distant date? In Africa long ago, you had built great pyramids, yet your knowledge of how you did it has been cleverly hid. Black man, how did you fall from such a high estate? You were made of slaves that others love to hate. It is you that gave light to the human race, yet today you can't even keep pace. Look at all you've given. You've gave meaning to the word civilized. Yet today you are despised, looked down upon, and often criticized. Black man, how did you fall from such a high estate? What caused this tragedy? Who engineered this dark fate? Black man, how did you fall from such a high estate? When will you rise again? How long must we wait before you, black man, take a stand and act like you know that you are a man? There are inside of you all the answers you seek to make you strong again instead of so weak. So when your woman calls and says, "Where are you, my dear?" you can say with confidence, "The man's right here." Whoa, now ain't that beautiful? That is beautiful. By the author themselves, Adisa. Adisa Franklin is the author. Once again, The Liberation of the African Mind. You must pick that up because that's just a poem. It is the history of how we have been bamboozled, hoodwinked, and everything else by a system that is on a mission to stop us. And we just not gonna let that happen. Right? Right. Because it's time. Like I said, I've given this a lot of thought. I took a lot of time off, and in that time, I've been in deep contemplation, study, research, and really just listening to my heart and just grabbing onto this cause and this movement of bringing the solutions, real solutions, that will actually work to deliver our people. Your salvation is near, my brothers and sisters. And I'm going to be a part of it. Now, those no phony black people who are really feeling me, you'll join this movement. And all you got to do is go to workwithtaki.com and you can join for free. You can join for free and find out about this movement. Find out about what's happening and how this thing is about to explode right now. Look at the things that are happening in the black community right now. There is change. People, we have a black president. That's just the tip of the iceberg. This movement is about to move extremely. And matter of fact, you definitely want to join that movement. Get in, join the movement free, because this Saturday, January the 10th, we are having an event that you can actually watch for free. Or if you're in the Atlanta area, you can attend for free. And in this event, you will learn how you can take your life to a completely new level and reach all of your goals in 2015. You'll learn how you can become a marketer, empower your community, and generate a fortune as you join thousands of black people who will be working together in 2015, this year, to change their financial futures and the futures of the black race. You have got to get in on this event. It is free, and it is free to join. Workwithtaki.com. I said it. If you don't know how to spell my name, look me up on Facebook, Digital Wisdom, etc. I mean, I'm everywhere, those that know. If you're listening, you should know how to spell my name by now. TAQUEE. Workwithtaki.com. Go there now. Join free. And, you know, make today the best day of your life so far. Definitely do that. I've done a lot of talking, and of course I know, like I said anyway, that this particular episode was going to be a long one. So, you know, it is what it is. And I got a lot to say, a lot on my mind, a lot on my chest. And, you know, I just want to make sure that people understand this new direction that I'm going. It's no just trend thing or a fad or what do they call it? Whatever. If you've been listening to me for any amount of time, this show. show, my other show, Conversations with Intelligent Black Men, which will also have an episode this Saturday, and I'm trying to make sure it doesn't conflict with the events going on in Black Business Network. But I have always had that cause, the cause of my people, close to my heart. And, you know, I find in business that the game of business is different for us people of color, let's just put it out there. And you've got to learn how to get in where you fit in, so to speak. You know, but that being said, like I said, book Liberation of the African Mind, amongst other books that you'll find at my site, fishstickbudget.com, and go there and you'll see even more of where I'm going with this thing, and you'll see that I am the real deal. I don't do the phony, and I'm definitely plugged into this movement of changing lives for my people. And this event, you can learn how you can become part of this great movement at this important time in history and take your life, your family, and community to a completely new level. Definitely want to get in on that. Workwithtaki.com is where you need to go. If you're retarded or you can't, I shouldn't say retarded. My bad. If you are technically challenged or whatever on the internet, you can call me directly. You know my number, 707-739-MIX, M-I-X-X, or 707-739-6499. You can call me direct if you get me. Like I said, I'm busy doing a lot of things right now, but I'll definitely make sure that you have no issues with getting in on this movement. It's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. Just a little bit of your conscious time, as my co-host would say, and it's going to be a powerful thing for Black people. That being said, you know what I do, even though I've been longer than my usual 10-minute thing, but like I always say, I got to leave you with that beat that's going to sure enough move your feet, get your blood flowing to keep your day going. That's it. Your boy is up out of here. Remember, please, 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 when this show is over, when you finish listening to it and getting your groove on and dancing, and you know how we do every weekday at 7:30, go to workwithtaki.com and get plugged in to this movement. Because if not, you'll hear about it. And then, you know, you got those kind of people that's, I remember a mentor of mine who said, he used to call them finished nails. And finished nails, that's those people that come in after all the work has been done and everything's been laid out and the movement has grown and it's blown up. Don't be them finished nails. Get in now. Listen to your boy. Trust me. It's going to be big. Also, Selma in theaters right now. I definitely recommend y'all go see that. Selma, S-E-L-M-A. It's in theaters right now. Y'all need to go check that out. I'm definitely going to do that. And I am going to enjoy my weekend feeling so empowered, refreshed. And, of course, I am definitely going to make today the best day of my life so far. That being said, Maltep, I'm up out of here. Peace.
Your Wake Up Call. Set your alarm for 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every weekday for 10 minutes of Get Up and Get Your Day Started Right in a positive, inspirational direction. Get your day cracking weekday mornings, 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. Waking up